from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You want a smart lasting clean? How about zero res? How about a smart lasting defense? Falcons apparently are on the way to doing that, signing 30-year-old Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon. And by the way, yesterday, Squid and Mike talked to A.J. Terrell. Now, this is before the Falcons signed Justin Simmons. And Mike asked A.J. Terrell about that Clemson-Georgia matchup in week one.
Man, it's a lot of pressure, though, man. Yeah, I got a lot of belief in Sweeney and how you getting the boys ready. West, too, with the defense. And, you know, they're going to come prepared, ready to go. I can't wait to watch my little brother get active. And, you know, I'm keeping this head on straight for, you know, getting ready for week one.
I love it, man. All right, how about this? Let's pivot to a little bit closer, man. Westlake against Langston Hughes tomorrow night facing off. How much attention do you pay to them guys down at Westlake, man? And what do you think about their season they got coming up?
Oh, it's big. You know, anytime we play Langston, it's bring the whole city out. I know it's a big game. The boys getting ready. Coach got them locked in and ready to go. So I wish I could make it, you know. But I know them boys going to be ready to go and hand it to Langston, because it's bragging rights and everybody know what type of heat come with that game. So they'll be ready.
Now, AJ, you get to go against Mike Evans about twice a year. And it's a bigger receiver, more, but a guy can go 50-50 balls. But you're out here every day against Drake London. How important is it for you going against a guy that's really good at those 50-50 opportunities?
Yeah, man. You know, Drake, like I said, every year getting better every week. You know, we come out here and practice, and we just try to give each other the best look. And, you know, this year so far, everything's been looking good in the during camp with me and him going back and forth and him making plays, as you've seen recently or whatever, stuff like that. But it's a big season for both of us, and, you know, the way we attack practices, you know, how we're going to attack the week and who we played, you know, week in, week out.
Now, in the same light, you know, you're going to go now against Kirk Cousins, who's an elite processor, guy knows where he's going, and he might even go to guys when maybe it's coming back to it. It's not really necessarily his read just to put him up. What's it like, and what have you learned kind of going against a guy like that in practice?
Yeah, veteran presence, man. You can't give him the same look. You got to switch it up and, you know, and play your game, you know. Kirk is one of the guys that's come here so far and you know, taking lead of the team and been a good asset for us. And, you know, we look to lean on him and for him to be, you know, be himself and go, you know, go win some games along with us in the back end.
Now, I'm going to be honest with you, man. In my history, right, in my playing days, it was always tough for a corner to be a leader. But that doesn't – doesn't seem like it's an issue for you out here on the field, man. You lead from the cornerback position. Obviously, there's other guys on the field, and you know, in my experience, leaders kind of came up the middle, right? You had the nose guard, the linebacker, the safety, but that's not the case for you, man. Talk about kind of that journey of becoming a leader, becoming a voice for this defense.
You know, listening to the guys before me, you know, just saying, like I said, you got to be accountable before you can lead. And just, you know, going out there, making plays, and you're ultimately get put in that position of becoming a leader when you, you know, getting respect of the other guys and things like that. So it kind of came early for me. And then now, you know, having the role that I'm in, you know, and having JB back there with me as well. And, you know, the back end runs through, we say, ourselves, you know, just bringing the energy and practice and, you know, making plays and getting the guys excited and happy when they make their own plays, so we can all just come together collectively and just keep it going.
I mean, the news of the day, obviously, around this team is the addition of Matthew Judon. We talked to Raheem before practice about it. But your thoughts on what a guy like that brings to the room? I mean, obviously, you guys got a great group. Raheem always talks about the ethos and the personality of this group. But you add an all-pro style player, Matthew Judon, as a corner, you know, knowing that guy's coming off the edge and things are happening faster. What does that do for you guys on the back end?
Yeah, man. You know, as a back end in general, you know, the D-line is our bodyguards, man. We love all of them, and you know, having him on board is great. You know, it smiles on everybody's faces, and just can't wait to get to work with him.
Now, here today, you got some work, and you got a little interception. What were you like? Your eyes were locked in on that. What did you see there? Walk us through what happened with that.
You know, just trusting the call, man. Just out there playing football, and you know, it was a go ball. So after I got my reads or whatever, just turned and made a play on the ball. You know, something that I'm trying to, you know, get better at, you know, in the season, and, you know, turn around making a play on the ball, because I'm always in position, but sometimes I just need to turn around, snap my head, and go make a play. So that's what I'm working on.
Now, one of the guys out here that's kind of, you know, in your secondary works with you is Clark Phillips. He's a guy who's kind of battling over there with Mike Hughes, but he's, you know, he's 5'9". He's just maybe just barely taller than me, or 5'8½", because I give myself a half an inch. You got to. It's important. And the thing about it for me is that you see him over there going to Kyle Pitts. What do you see in Clark Phillips' game? Why is he able to go against those bigger guys?
Like you said, his height and everything. You know, you look at him on paper, everything looks like, nah, it can't be true. He got the dog mentality, though. You know, he go out there and compete every day in practice. He one of the guys that don't say too much, but his play speak a lot. So, glad to have Clark on board since he first got here. And he always been elevating his game every, you know, week in, week out in practice.
Now, we've been asking a couple of questions in camp to everybody, and we've gotten some pretty fun answers. One of the questions I've been asking is about the guardian cap. You know, you guys got to wear it in practice. You can wear it in a game. I think this year, would you ever, and I've gotten some pretty good answers, and they've all been the same, would you ever wear a guardian cap in a game?
Yeah, I wear it if everybody got it on. That's the only way. Do I want it on? No. Yeah, I don't want it on, but as long as everybody got it on, like right now in practice, your eyes start to get used to it. It's like it's a normal look. But at first, it was always like, oh, head look too big, whatever. Whoop. But, you know, if everybody got it on, I don't mind. But, you know, I wouldn't wear it by choice. No.
All right. And one of the other fun questions we've been asking, we've gotten a lot of interesting answers on this one. You pack for training camp, right? I know you guys have broken camp at this point, but you pack for training camp. You're away from the family for 3 weeks. What's the one thing other than the clothes you got to pack? We got guys bringing box fans, PS5s, Jake Matthews at a foam roller. I mean, we've had a number of different answers. What do you have to bring with you?
For training camp? Man, it's always wheels. I need me an electric bike from getting the A to Z, you know. But for me personally, you know, like dorm-wise, We got a nice little setup back there, you know. Blank take care of us, so yeah. You know, I can't really complain too much about there on the back end, but definitely need wheels to get from A to B, C, D, woot, 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 all the way on. So, yeah, that's what you need, some wheels.
That's the morning shift. Electric. Electric wheels.
You ain't doing no pedaling.
All right, that's AJ Trott.
AJ said he does enough backpedaling in practice. He don't need to pedal
no
around
pedaling,
the facility.
Electric bike. So, electric bike.
Dude, he's a guy that we've obviously grew up here, right? Went to Westlake.
Right.
Played this up the road at Clemson.
And a lot of dudes came out of Westlake.
I mean, that school rolls them out, the talented players. But I'll tell you, we have seen him grow up before our eyes as far as his comfortability in the media and
you
everything.
Just say comfort.
comfortability. I like it better. I like. I like.
That's too. That's too.
I like saying bigger word. That's not a big word.
That's not a big word. That's big a. That's a. Word. That's a 2 cent word.
That's a Paulding County big word.
Big word.
Attaboy.
Yeah, no, man,
I get the credit for it.
I thought the conversation was good. I thought, you know, talking to him, and I always love these face-to-face interviews. You know, we get people in this business on the phone, but being out at training camp for the last couple of weeks. And,
well, being
and,
able to make eye contact and everything else and being able to relate more. And
I was talking
better.
About this yesterday, Rob, and I think you'll enjoy this, is that, you know, we've had really good guests on the show throughout training camp, and they've been kind enough with their time, and Kyle Pitts and Kirk Cousins and Drake London and Darnell Mooney and all these guys that we've been able to. It's funny, Rob, how when you ask them certain questions, their shoulders kind of go back and their eyes light up. You know, when you ask Kyle Pitts about, man, what did it mean when Kirk Cousins signed here? Boy, he straightens up and he's like, wow, man, you know, every other answer is like, you know, hey, you know, that's good. And then when you ask him certain questions, their eyes kind of light up. When you ask A.J. Terrell about his brother at Clemson,
right.
Avion, facing off against
up.
Georgia, he's like, man, you know, it's tough. I'm excited about what Coach Sweeney's doing, and, you know, hopefully they get it done. It's like,
you ask something about their background that people don't normally ask them. That's going to animate them, too. I mean,
it shows
they're more willing to engage with you because you took the time to actually probe into their background and ask them something that will interest them.
I thought he was a lot of fun yesterday, man. And hearing, you know, Bo kind of ask him about pairing up with certain guys and going against Drake London and how, you know, how challenging that can be, because Drake London is a Spider-Man at wide receiver in terms of ranginess, right? Those balls are going to all around you. You got to get your head turned around. You got to be able to knock down those long
arms.
He's
got to be one of the best 50-50 ball guys, and so physical, especially by the sideline.
When we talked to him, Rob, I led with that question. I think you're the best 50-50 ball guy in the league. And he said, well, I appreciate it.
Can I ask you a question? You specifically.
Thanks,
bro. How has your thought on Drake London as a player changed in just two training camps? You've seen him. You've been out there for two training camps. It's your second one. Has he changed your thought on him as a player?
Well, that's a tough question.
Because I can tell you, I've seen him for three training camps, and he has for me. Because I was not as high on him when they drafted him as the organization was, and I can and that.
One back to back weeks, he had really key drops.
His rookie year, he fumbled.
Back-to-back fumble.
He fumbled in the Saints game, caught a big fourth down over the middle, fumbled as he was going down, turned the ball over, and then against the Ravens the next week when it was really cold, the same thing. That was the famous game where he's ripping the sleeves off on the sidelines.
I will say this. I think the expectations for him in this franchise have changed, and I think that's allowed me to change what I expect of him and what he is. I think – when you looked at him last year, and he's by far in a way the best offensive, you know, best wide receiver you had last year, I wanted the explosive plays, I wanted the yak. And with Kirk Cousins at the helm and guys like Darnell Mooney and Ray McLeod around him, now I look at him and go, you can just be you, right? You can settle into your role and be a 50-50 ball guy and catch balls across the middle. So I think a little bit of what I see Drake London as has changed, but I think more so the team around him has changed, and the expectations, therefore, have been a little bit different for him. But I'm excited for the season, man. He's up to bat, man. He's going to have a heck of a year.
All right, coming up, we got In the Huddle. Shake up at ESPN. What else is new? And also, we're still basking in the glory of Terry Fontenot. With two huge signings on the defense, addressing two of their biggest needs. That's coming up In the Huddle. And this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid.
The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yeah. Welcome back to The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 Game. Triple in for Tiffany.
Hey, what do you think about this song? The guy that the song's after.
What do you mean?
That Mr. Isn't this Mr. Crowley or whatever? That,
yes, Mr. Crowley, Black Sabbath.
Yeah, but right. Was that Aleister Crowley?
Aleister Crowley, yeah.
He's like a devil worshiping guy or something?
Absolutely he was. And Jimmy Page bought his house, and now that house is deserted.
I knew you had some backstory on it. You didn't know that, did you, Dylan?
Wrote songs under a laser pyramid.
You know what? Something happened here. I know we're going to get to the Braves real quick. When Allie Mack was in with us, she said that I was going to die early because I believe in some conspiracy theories.
I was telling Rob about this
theories.
Just a minute ago.
So you're going to die early too, I guess.
Allie Mack came in here and psychoanalyzed Bo.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, when you look back on things that were accused of being conspiracy theories, how they became true. I call it tomorrow's news today. I call it spoiler alert. It's funny how those things seem to always come to fruition for the most
part. I think Allie just called them alarm bells when she talked about Bo. Well, she's like, there's alarm bells going off on here. She's worried about Bo's health and worried about his blood pressure.
Allie sounds like she suffers from normalcy bias. So.
She wasn't calling the conspiracy theories not
wrong.
True. She was worried that Bo was just in a health hazard because that he seemed to be leaning into them. And she was like, you know, there's scientific evidence that the more you lean into conspiracy theories, the earlier your death date might be, essentially, is what she said. So,
well, the conspiracy is going to lead to all of our early death dates.
But isn't that a conspiracy theory in its own right?
Not if it's scientific. Not if you know,
well, it depends
did
on
the right thing.
It depends on who bought and paid for the scientists.
Yeah. And you know what? That's perfect.
4 out of 5 dentists surveyed. Well, who didn't pay that 5th dentist, though? Hey, Braves up. Took 3 out of 4 from the Giants, lose 6-0 last night. A nice reunification with Wash this weekend as they take on the Anaheim Angels. You gotta sweep that, at least take 2 out of 3.
Yeah, you think Wash would get out there with the guys before the game and do some defensive drills?
Yeah. Well, he did it with what's his name of the All-Star game?
Yeah,
the Mets first base.
Pete Alonso. Yeah.
What if they invited him in the locker room for the players only meeting before the game? You
know? Well, we might.
Snick, can you step out for a minute? Wash. I believe that the soul left this team when he left.
I think. I think to double down on that, you've had the last 3 years. You've had Freddie Freeman leave, Dansby Swanson leave, and then Eric Young and Ron Washington left, and there's no doubt that those guys were a huge part of that World Series year with the soul of the team, and I don't think you're necessarily wrong. That said, you're professionals, you're paid to go be the best of the best, go do it.
Yeah, but some guys have a way of unlocking that.
I don't think it's just Wash. I think it is very much Ronald Acuna and Spencer Strider and Ozzie Albies. I think Ozzie Albies is the heartbeat of this team in a lot of different ways. And you haven't had any of the four of those guys for extended periods this entire season. I think all four of those put together.
But you're still clinging to that third wild card spot, two games ahead of the Mets, who blew a 5-run lead against the A's yesterday.
Well, that's why it's important for them to go sweep this series, or at the very least win 2 of 3 and get back to this 4-game set they got with Philadelphia next week and make some hay.
Just get in the tournament.
I just think it's imperative that you win 2 of 3. I think it is absolutely imperative to get that done. And you look at that series coming up with Philly, and you still have 7 games. You keep within striking distance. You beat the teams you're supposed to beat. How many times did we talk about Philly in the early part of the year? It's like Braves running into great pitching, and Philly's not playing anybody. Well, now it's your turn to deal with business, right? They dealt with business early in the year. Now it's your turn to deal with business against the lesser teams. So,
I hate the notion of not playing anybody. It's Major League Baseball.
They ain't playing nobody, Paul.
The White Sox should come in and take 2 out of 3 if you're not playing, Robert. Well, that's just the way baseball works.
But, Rob, that's why it's so important. You took 3 of 4 from San Francisco, which is a team that is – I know they're fading, but was still in that
they're
wild card
around
hunt.
500, yeah.
Yeah. That's why what you did, winning 2 10-inning games, I said that's – after you lost the Colorado game, you go back and win a 1-0 pitching gem. I said, well, that's a playoff team will win a game like that.
That was one of my favorite. I love those 1-0 pitcher's duels. I love that. That's baseball porn for me.
And I was on an island the next day saying, why can we celebrate
great
hitting?
He always has to make himself into a martyr.
We can't celebrate the great pitching. Because I was the same way. I love those games.
Explained to him was that I found it enjoyable. I don't think it's entertaining. And I was like, are those two – can that be possible? Is that – can you find something enjoyable but not entertaining?
Yeah, it's not necessarily exhilarating and exciting, but it's very – it's still interesting.
It wasn't –
it's like an interesting documentary. It's not a summer blockbuster movie, but it's still interesting in its own right.
And to Bo's credit, look, I'll give him that. He's like, what's not entertaining about two pitchers in the prime painting the black? And I'm like, well, I mean, I'd love to see like an outfield assist. I'd love to see a double play. Right. I'd love to see a hit and run. I think when it's a pitcher's duel like that, Rob, you take out every other facet of baseball, which is awesome. But I just, in small doses.
Yeah, right? Dylan.
Strikeouts are fascist.
We see every other facet.
Well, Dylan told us that it's the first time two starting pitchers at Oracle Park have combined for 65 strikeouts in a game.
You're not going to let that man live that down? Like, that dude, we're 3 days removed and he's bringing it up.
Wow.
Dang, Dylan. you're no longer his hype man.
Only 27 outs
no
in a
longer
game.
His hype man. Yeah. Cut the cord.
Well, unless you go extra innings. Hey, let's go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
Within the huddle on the morning shift.
All right, we heard from A.J. Terrell, and Squid brought up an interesting point about how he's kind of evolved and polished his interview skills. And it comes down to embrace your cliches. They're your friend. I'm just glad to be here. Going to take it one day at a time. Good Lord willing, everything will work out. Sort of thing, right?
Stacking days has been one where they've said a lot this
Yeah, if I hear that again.
Days. What is stacking days? Just build
just,
that body.
You can't have one good day and one bad day. You got to stack the good day and stacking days. So,
and you talked about what is the media training like for you guys?
Yeah, so when we go into media training, it happened for us about twice a year. And honestly, it started evolving when I was in the NFL to becoming like half social media training and half media training. Because, obviously I got here in 2010. That's when Twitter started really hitting it. But look, it's probably about twice a year, maybe 3 times a year now. And what they'll do is they'll come in and they have like a highlight reel. Highlights and lowlights. I mean, it's just like any other football meeting. You're watching film, right? So you'd have people from kind of an outside firm that would step into that role and, people that have been in the business for years and they kind of, do PR stuff and they'd say, all right, watch this clip of Matt Ryan and how he answers this question. And then they'll go to some other quarterback that, made headlines and made waves and, somebody takes a clip from, some longer statement they're making and makes them sound like absolute idiots. And it's like, do not give them the opportunity to make this cut. You don't
hit send.
And basically, essentially what it is, what segment of that training becomes is you can explain yourself all you want to given a 10-minute period. But when that cut gets to the news or to the radio or whatever, it's going to be about 6 seconds long, right? So the explanation is not going to be tagged.
What's the SMLA say? Don't say anything inflammatory, the proverbial bulletin board material.
Well, and obviously, I think that's evolved over the years, too, where, you know, if you don't want any of the smoke, don't build the fire. You know what I mean? Right. That kind of thing. So I think there are people that want the smoke at some point. Yeah. You know, when they're talking in front of a camera, you know, I think there's some people that embrace that. But bottom line is, you know, when you have a PR training come in, they are speaking you of how to talk, you know, pointing to your teammates, pointing to different things, pointing to coaches, and being positive, man. And look, if you don't, I remember distinctly about, hey, if there is something negative going on, just leave it out. You know, you don't have to actually answer. It was about pivoting to something okay, you do want to talk about and something positive. So.
And you say Kirby might hurt some of his players, the fact he kind of keeps them away from the media.
I think that. I personally think that. I think you're stunting their growth. I understand why, but
I don't think so.
I think, well, I look at, you know, Julio had the same thing when he was at Alabama, the freshman couldn't talk. And I thought Julio got so much better and so much more comfortable in the media once he got to the Falcons, and he did it more and more and more. But I don't think he was – I think that it kind of hurt him in some processes coming out.
And a lot of times it's just a matter of the guys getting a little bit older, a little bit more sophisticated, knowing how to, you know, communicate and express themselves.
You want to talk about – I completely disagree with what you're saying. You want to talk about hurting somebody? Give an 18-year-old five-star prospect a microphone on ESPN and let them just go at it. That's hurting somebody. That's hurting their brand. You want to – like, those guys don't – and look, I've been in those shoes. We've all been 18. You don't even know what you don't know.
No impulse control whatsoever.
And you think that you have everything figured out, and you're going to make a statement to, like, College Game Day or something. And
well, what changes in a year when they're sophomores and all of a sudden they can talk?
Because you've been around teammates. You've gotten those PR lessons. You understand what, you know, what college football is all about. You understand how small you are on the grand scale of things in college football. When you're a five-star recruit and everybody's going, you're the greatest thing ever. And then you get there and your coach turns his hat around so he can get that much closer to your face and go, you suck!
And that's only
My thing, what I heard in college, everybody's good in high school.
Yeah.
But that's only going to get harder for you to control people when they're coming in making, you know, $800,000 a year as freshmen.
Listen, the thing is, in football, you control what you can control, and Kirby Smart can control who talks to the media. And he can control what they say for the most part. So control what you can control. That's what he's trying to do.
All right. My favorite day of the week. You know why?
It's Fair or Foul Friday, Rob. Love having you in here for Fair or Foul, man. Look, I'll give you this one on the way into the break. Grant Holmes will pitch more playoff innings than Charlie Morton. How about that? And Third Eye Blind, the band. Fair or Foul. Hey, look, man, we're celebrating. It's a Rise Up Friday. Stick with us here on the Morning Shift. It's Mike, Rob, and Bo. Fair Foul Friday on the other side of the break. Sports Radio 92.9.
Getting your day started.
Go ahead.
With the Morning Shift.
Time for the show
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Mic'd Up, it's Fair or Foul Friday. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. Mic'd Up is brought to you by the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Big Lexus, little Lexus, medium-sized Lexus. Don't matter. Go hook that thing up at the Golden Opportunity Sales Event. You like that?
Don't be stealing, all right? Lexus would not be proud of that, but they are great cars.
Oh, they are great cars. Look, we got to do Fair Foul Friday. Robbie T back in the fold, man. Love playing Fair Foul with Robbie T. It's always a good time, so let's get this thing cranked off and started on the right note. How about this one? Yesterday, Bo pointed out to AJ Terrell that he was 5'8 and a half. Adding the half inch to somebody when you talk about your height. Adding the half inch to somebody when you talk about your height. Fair or foul?
Foul. Don't be a liar.
Right.
Keep it real.
I am 6'5 and a half. You know what I mean?
I'm 6'3 on the nose.
Somebody says, man, how tall are you? I don't go 6'5 and a half. No, just you know, 6'5.
No, it's fair because it's lying if you don't add the half inch if it's there. And it is there for me. I'm 5'8 and a half, and it matters. Okay? So, next question.
Bo's face is red right now. All right, man. I'll back up. It's all good.
Okay, Mike.
All right, how about this one? Fair. Terry brings in one more starter before week two. Terry Fano brings in one more starting player before week two. Now, remember, remember, it's not guaranteed if they're signed after after week one. So before week two is what I'm saying. Terry brings in one more starting caliber player. Fair foul.
I think we're roster set.
You think we're good? I think we're locked in. We're loaded. Same guys all the way
Could
through.
Be way, way wrong, but I just have a feeling. As far as Big Splash.
Never say never because you don't know what'll happen. So I think it's fine. I don't think it's fair.
Oh, what a cop out.
Well, here's the deal. can I say something? I hope it's foul. Yeah. I'm worried it might be fine.
Okay.
It's not an arrogance. It's a confidence.
That's right.
And don't forget, there's still some pretty talented DBs out there in the cornerback position that are still free agents. Now, they're over 30, so most Falcons fans won't want them.
Don't
but,
say most Falcons fans. That's not true.
Just the ones that have hit me up.
Just because the three people on Twitter are arguing with you, that's not most Falcons fans. How about this one? The Savannah Bananas have signed a TV deal with Turner, and tonight is their debut on True TV. Watching the Savannah Bananas on TV. Fair foul, Rob. We'll start with you.
Fair. I'd glance at it. It's charming and fun and irreverent.
Like watching a musical almost, just with some sports in the background. Fair foul, Bo, watching the Savannah Bananas on TV.
Foul. I'm not wasting my sports watching time on gimmicks. I'm going to have to watch other stuff. I mean, look, if I'm at a game, I'll go to a game. I think it's a cool thing. I think it's great for kids. But there are no kids in my house. I'm not watching it. It's a gimmick. I'm not wasting time on it.
All right. Hit it, Dylan.
Third Eye Blind is a top five 90s musical group.
No!
Third Eye Blind
foul.
Is a top
capital F,
five.
Capital O, capital U, capital L.
Top five.
Foul.
90, what do you got, Backstreet Boys first? Okay, Rob.
I don't know.
Top five. A top five 90s musical group.
It's foul. I like Third Eye Blind.
Nostalgic. It's fine.
I've seen some of their songs, and I don't turn them off when they come on.
Give me two groups that are ahead of them in the 90s. Give me just two.
Pearl Jam,
Alice in Chains,
Soundgarden, Nirvana.
Alice in Chains, Soundgarden. Oh, God.
Metallica was still in the 90s. You could say that.
Y'all are getting stretchy. Y'all are getting stretchy. If a band plays from the early 70s to 91, that doesn't make them a 90s group.
Well, you know the Metallica did not do that.
And Soundgarden were not 70s.
Pearl
they
Jam,
were 90s. Late 80s when they got together.
Nirvana.
Nirvana's definitely up there. I love Nirvana.
I mean,
well, as
Hootie
you can
and
tell
the Blowfish
from, as you
had
can tell
more
from
songs
the intro,
me.
I'm good with the Nirvana comp.
I mean, you could go all day, honestly.
All right, how about this one? Last night, went and spoke to a group of people at New Realm Brewing. New Realm, best spot on the Atlanta Beltline. New Realm Brewery,
the best spot
on the Atlanta Beltline. It's
that's where we had our anniversary thing.
I don't know.
Right?
I was in Cincinnati that day.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good
New
spot.
Realm. It's a great spot.
It's a great spot.
You know, a lot of people like Lady Bird. Lady Bird's
fine.
Around East Side.
Well, just
New
the
Realm,
people watch
best
it.
Spot.
I'm
also like Monday Night Garage on the West Side.
Right,
it's pretty good.
I don't really go to the Beltline.
Boo, Buddhist man. Boo.
I'm not against the Beltline. I just
you're an OTP snob.
Oh,
that's okay.
The parade of sundresses and yoga pants, my friend.
Yeah, they got them in Woodstock too.
Well, they're thrice divorced and damaged.
That's just your game.
Low self-esteem and daddy. Well, I'm intrigued by Woodstock all of a sudden.
All right. How about this one? How about this one? Terry Fontenot has had a better 2024 than Alex Anthopoulos. Terry Fontenot has had a better 2024 than Alex Anthopoulos.
Big old Terry. What in reverse, Terry?
Be careful. Be careful here. All right. Gotta think through it.
I don't think that's an answer. I think that's an incomplete because.
Oh, what are we doing?
I'm just gonna say fair foul right now. Fair is currently constituted.
It's fair or foul?
Well, that's a stupid question because we've seen what Chris Sell has been.
Right.
We've seen what Jared Kelenic at times has been.
Don't do the Kelenic thing.
So, well, he's been much needed for this roster.
I do want to point out the fact
12 games, 160 game season.
Chris Sell will sign on January 4th. Chris Sell will sign on January 4th.
Shut up, Steve Smith.
So he definitely and do I get to tell you shut up now? Because you said the same thing to me.
Steve Smith.
No, I'm saying you just told me that was a stupid
question.
That's
a horrible question, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's because you pushed me.
Well, okay.
I didn't push him. I just asked a question. Who'd you rather play with, Bryce Younger or C.J. Stroud?
Falcons have 15 interceptions this season. That would make them top half of the league. They were very close to the bottom last year. Falcons have 15 interceptions. That would put you ranked 16 out of 32.
Foul, 12.
So exact. So exact. But what do you think?
I'm going to say fair. You added three from last. I mean, Jesse had six last year, and Justin Simmons had three. So he's going to be playing on, I think, a better defense this year. I think
all
it's fair.
Real quick, let me get to
that's
two
a good
more.
Number you came up with.
Grant Holmes will pitch more playoff innings than Charlie Morton. Grant Holmes will pitch more playoff innings than Charlie Morton.
Dude, that's a really
good I'm going to say it's fair, and because if they're going to make a deep run, I think they might need him quite a bit out of the bullpen. I even think he could be that sixth inning guy with Luke Jackson being terrible and A.J. Minter being injured. I think he could go six, and you start pushing guys back, and Jimenez will be your setup man now.
Fair.
Yeah. All right, here, last one. Tomorrow night up at Dixie Speedway in Woodstock, they're doing something called waterless boat racing. It's basically race cars with old boats chained to their rear bumpers, and that's how
that sounds outstanding.
Fair foul, waterless boat racing.
Big time
at,
fair.
In
that
Woodstock.
Sounds the people watching
at the
alone.
Track. At the dirt track. Oh, man. Hook me up with some tickets.
Fair.
Seven combined teeth up there.
Get us one of those suites up there, Dixie Speedway. Hook it up for us.
I have more than seven in my mouth right now.
Even though tomorrow night I'll be on there
at
9 with Chris Goforth doing the Corky Kell Classic.
Can I do one real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Fair or foul, ESPN bringing Kenny Chesney on to talk about college football and SportsCenter.
He's always popping in because of Tennessee.
Foul. Those random interviews they do have jumped the shark to me.
Yeah, it's got
no thanks. Yeah. Show me the. Don't tell me about the pain. Show me the bacon.
Also, Corky Kell tomorrow 7.
We'll be on at 8 o'clock. Which, if recent years are any indicator, it means we won't start the game till 9:30 because this thing's always back up
also,
after a whole day at the Benz.
Kenny Chesney always talking about no shoes, no shirt. He's wearing both up there. He's a liar.
I ain't got nothing for that, Rob. That's fair foul. Thanks for playing.
All right, wake-up call. Who deserves one? 404-726-0929. That's coming up next on The Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.